This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. And, you know, listen while we're talking here, because joining us again, because it's Wednesday night, is Sean Maloney, fresh off of his own private Idaho. You didn't go out there and kill Bambi or anything, did you? What were you doing out there? You just visiting?
No, I was out actually watching basketball games. It was the high school basketball tournament finals. I have one of my best friends and longest friends from high school and grade school sons were playing in the tournament, and they won first high school in first Idaho, won their third straight state championship in basketball. And right. Connor Burkhardt and Victor Burkhardt played, but Connor was a 3-year champion, so I promised him if I made it to the tournament again this season, I would be there, and so I had to keep my promise.
Yep, Idaho. I've never been to Idaho.
I still managed to get a certain amount of Second Amendment advocacy going and activism, so right across the street from Boise State and walked over there a couple times and engaged in conversations concerning our gun rights and what we're going to do this election and how the youth of America can take control of this country and make it their own.
How does that, what kind of reception, let me tell you something that I've noticed with one of the most detailed sets of data I have are downloads. And in those states out there like Montana and Idaho and some of those others that have very good gun rights, they don't download me to save their life. And I don't know if it's because they don't feel the need to download me, or they don't feel like they need to know anything, or if they don't even know I exist. But when you get out there and start talking Second Amendment stuff, what kind of reception do you get?
Most everybody I talk to is very engaging, very interesting, and they had thoughts and they had things to say. Of course, most of them who grew up from there, the Idaho area, they grew up with firearms in the house. And they, you know, they hunted most of their life, or they're involved in their shooting sports. But I met some people from all over the country, so you know, the conversations varied. I met a young man that was out there who had graduated from Penn State University and was there getting an advanced degree, and spoke to him, and he was from the Philadelphia area, so he had a different view on firearms. Just not that he had rights that were contrary to mine. But because where he grew up, he didn't have the experiences that probably you and I did. He grew up knowing that firearms existed, but in the Philadelphia area, he didn't have that much opportunity to do much with them, of course, until he was out in Idaho and even involved with hunting with some buddies a couple times. And certainly those people always seem to be a little bit hungrier than the rest of us, because they want to get a good taste of what we've been growing up with. So they tend to be more engaging when you're speaking to them in conversation. But everybody out there seemed to be engaged in the conversation of who was going to be the next president and what could happen to this country. I mean, even though we tend to discount the views of some of these young men and women, but for the vast majority of them that I talk to are very engaging and were educated, somewhat educated anyhow, as to what was going on in their world, and then the importance of the next president, especially when we talked to them about Supreme Court justices. That surprised me that they were very knowledgeable and at least understood the impact that the president who got to appoint the next three or four Supreme Court justices could have on their world. So I was very surprised when I started talking about that.
The short answer for those for when you're out there, when you're trying to explain to them the importance of this, do you get to the point where you say, well, if we get the wrong Supreme Court justices and then they get out there and they decide to ever reverse Heller or reverse McDonald, and I mean, since they're out there making law up as they go nowadays, they can actually look at the Second Amendment and say it doesn't actually exist. And then, because we didn't pay attention to who was appointing these guys, then we have to go on a full-out civil war if we want to keep our gun rights. Do you ever get to that point, or do they get it?
Certainly, you know, I get to that point an awful lot back here when you're talking to people. People are so fed up and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so I get that more often than not. But I've posted in the chat room, Voisin versus United States. It's the oral arguments in that case. And that case deals with the Lomberg Amendment, the 1996 amendment that stood for a proposition that anybody who had a conviction, no matter when the conviction occurred, for minor misdemeanor domestic violence, lost their gun rights now and forever. And what was interesting about this case is that Justice Thomas started asking questions. There was an issue that dealt directly with the Second Amendment, Heller and McDonald, that all the other justices were ignoring. They ignored him in the lower court, but he stood up for him and started asking the questions related to that. And that was certainly what Scalia would have done had he still been with us.
Right.
So, and that's a very interesting case. So we kind of have to get to know that case. Because when that comes out, that could have some long-lasting effects. The Lomberg Amendment's been a thorn in my side forever. I just thought it was improbable, and it was hard to believe that nobody struck that down because of ex post facto. I mean, clearly that law goes back to the deprived people of rights for a case they pled guilty of or no contest to, that they never would have, and they certainly would have challenged if they knew it was going to take away their gun rights forever. And so it'll be interesting.
Yes, it will. It will be interesting. It is interesting. I mean, but at the same time, ex post facto laws, nobody really raises, like in California right now, I read off a bunch of stuff they're considering now, which are nothing but ex post facto laws. And
it's a selective enforcement, certainly of our constitutional rights. But the last time that the Lautenberg Amendment went before the Supreme Court, I was sure that they would strike it down based on that alone. Because I get so many phone calls from people that, you know, 30 years ago, in nothing but a screaming match with their spouse, and pled no contest to a minor misdemeanor domestic violence because it was a $30 ticket. And then some 30 years later, or 20 years later now, since it was 96 when Lautenberg went into effect, they find out that their gun rights have been completely taken away from them. You know, they can't go back to and appeal that now. They can't open a record back up. I have a case with a couple of juveniles whose parents are trying to teach them a lesson, and these two youngsters, as juveniles of 14 and 15, were fighting all the time. So the parents had some political clout and had them arrested and had them taken to juvenile court just to try to teach them a lesson. Well, they each pled to domestic violence against each other. Well, guess what? So they can't carry firearms, and they just discovered this as they turned 21 years old and tried to.
It's an interesting thing. The Lautenberg, he's just a gift that keeps on giving. He's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead now. And then, and that was slipped in an appropriations bill that nobody was paying attention to. And it just goes to show you that you have to read it before you pass it.
Just out of curiosity, for those of us that, you know what? We'll start this lineup when we get back because we're going into break right now. SecondCallDefense.org. Join us. I highly recommend it. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. a one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Joining me again is Sean Maloney from, he's the CEO of Second Call Defense, and in addition to everything else he does, which is, I don't have enough time to go through it. I don't have enough time to go through all that stuff. I called you earlier today, or this week, and when I called you, you were telling me about this very unique circumstance you were working under. Did you get that revolved resolved, and can you talk about it now?
Yeah, I can talk about it. It'll be resolved with the trip by me to pick it up, but you know, there's so many laws that are related to firearm, and then you know, the 1968 Gun Rights Act, and then all the acts and all the special laws that are in place for people that were bringing firearms back from World War II, and then all of a sudden when they had to have tax stamps and they had to have a class 3 to have fully automatic firearms and things like that. Every once in a while, a gun appears that is a fully automatic firearm, and I got a phone call from somebody that turned into a client that just was interested in the price of this firearm. Ex-husband had left it there, and she really didn't know much about it. She knew a few things about it, but she wanted to know what the value was. Got my number from somebody just purely on the firearms aspect of it and wanted to know, who might be interested in buying it. And as the conversation went on, I found out that it was a fully automatic Select Fire M16. So I had her back up, and I made sure that she understood the difference between a semi-automatic firearm and a fully automatic firearm. And when it became obvious that she did, I asked her to take some pictures of the receiver for me and send them to me. And then when I confirmed that it was in fact a firearm that not anybody has had the opportunity to own, I told her that we had a problem and we had to dispose of that firearm. So that's, one thing. And, you either bust it part of the hammer or take it to the local sheriff's department or your friendly neighborhood Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and say, here, this popped up and just want to dispose of it.
What would happen if you took that weapon and pulled out the trigger control group out of that, the fire control group, and put a semi-automatic trigger to it?
Totally.
But it would still have the same serial number. Now, would that be the problem because it still has the same serial number? Or?
Well, you know what? In my view, serial number is not going to be a problem. It's going to be the functionality of the firearm.
Right.
And does it meet the definition of a fully automatic firearm? And that's regardless of the serial number or not. Because there can be any number of firearms out there that had the drop-in triggers put out there. I can remember when they were for sale on the internet, basically, or even in Shotgun News, you could buy a fully automatic trigger group and the sear. It was just going to be against the law if you actually put them to use. But certainly that's an option that would to get a gun. So that was suggested to me. I made the turn calling all the experts dealing in this part of the law I could, and some ATF agents and getting their advice, and they're not as evil as people think they are, and was able to resolve the situation.
What model did you figure out? What model year this was made? I mean,
I'm going to find the right tablet. Who the manufacturer was.
But I mean, if it was made in 1986 in a certain month and beyond, it's
right,
illegal, right?
Right?
So.
Well, that really didn't matter because, as I later found out, it kind of came into the country in a way that was less than legal, say that the person, the ex-husband, was from a foreign land.
Right.
And that happened to come over with him sometime prior to 1993. So how it got in, I don't know. But it made it across from Middle Eastern countries to the United States. So I haven't established, nor I don't know if I could, what condition of the firearm was it in at that point in time before it got here. Did it come in as a fully automatic somehow? I know back then when a lot of people were traveling to the United States, they would have storage bins that would come in just full of stuff. Was it in a storage crate or some kind of container like that and got in here? I don't know. I just know that as she told me the story, her and her husband used to go shoot it all the time. And oftentimes you're asked not to bring it back because it was, you know, it was making other clients at the gun ranges nervous. So, you know, strange. And I had I'm aware of a phone call and got a phone call a couple of years ago from a gentleman in Chicago area. And I, you know, really felt bad for him because his father was a doctor in World War II, and legally owned and brought back a couple firearms that were stolen in Cosmoline and wrapped in plastic. And they were fully automatic M1. Everything you would want in pristine condition. He just found them after his father died. There was no paperwork. And, again, that was a one-way road for those things, too. You know, and with firearms like that, I tried to get them donated to the NRA museum or something because those are of a piece of history. But once they appear after that date, like, you know, without that stamp and without the paperwork, there's no going back. And there's only one thing with these guns, you know, one thing that can happen to them, and that is destruction, really.
Yeah. That's such a shame.
No day's ever the same around here, it seems.
Yeah. Did it have the round circular plastic handguards on it?
Yes, it did.
I remember those well. The only thing that would have been better would have been if it had the triangular Mattel, made by Mattel.
The manufacturer from Illinois. I think it was Sendra, if you're familiar with that. And then one of the retired ACS agents told me that Sendra was the name of the factory's daughter because the factory had to be changed because the original owner was found guilty of some various federal firearms violations and was a felon, and so he had to change everything. So they changed the name of the factory. So things weren't good for that farm, let's say, from the beginning.
Right. That's just sad. I just see that firearm. You know, if the guns were actually the way the gun grabbers say they are, there's tears rolling down the buttstock of that rifle that has so much left to give, and yet, alas, it will not be allowed to give it. Right. SecondCallDefense.org. When I leave this house every day, I walk with somebody beside me if I need it. And as I'm trying to get more deadly with the gun, I'm sure going to need it if I ever get in a shootout. So that's why I have them. You can join it with me. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again is Sean Maloney. Now then, just out of curiosity, Have you seen all of these laws they're getting ready to try to pass in California, AB 1663 and AB 1664? Have you seen that?
You know, I haven't had a detailed reading of what currently they're pushing. I've seen most of them before because they tried to pass all of those years and years ago.
You're talking about the Gavin Newsom excrement sandwich. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about this. This just came up with some more F-minus NRA rated guys. AB 1663 wants to take, and if a gun doesn't have the bullet button on it there in California, which all semi-automatics, you know, take a box fed, a box magazine, have to have a bullet button. I don't know what AKs do there. I don't even know if they have AKs in California, but the AR type platform has to have a bullet button. Well, they want to ban the bullet button, but if it doesn't have the bullet button, then it becomes classified as an assault weapon. And they've got two laws making it to where they're going to get rid of the bullet button and turn it into the assault weapon, and then all of them have to be registered as assault weapons, and no more will be sold from that point forward.
You know, they if you look at the bastardized AR-15 or semi-automatic firearm now that you have to sell in California, it's ridiculous. And if people want to, after 10 or 15 minutes of reading this, start beating their heads against the wall. They need to take a look at what people's discretionary description of what an assault weapon or assault rifle is. It's truly, it's craziness. It's totally arbitrary. That's why I tell everybody, buy a Mini 14. It's never been classified as an assault rifle and probably never would be because it's a boring wood stock gun. But it's amazing what they try to do. And then what they're doing, and they know they're going to do that, you're not going to find the manufacturer that's going to stop production, that's going to remanufacture or redesign these firearms and make them to California specs, because the market's not there and they'll never make their money back. So essentially what happens when these yahoos do stuff like this, they're really making it impossible for those people in California to buy or exercise their Second Amendment rights. Just forget about purchasing it. To exercise their Second Amendment rights, because the guns won't be available for purchase because it's just too expensive to get them there.
I don't know who makes everything.
And folks, what happens in California is going to try to happen somewhere in the United States, coming toward to the New York City near you first, to Connecticut, to New Jersey, to Pennsylvania, into Ohio, into West Virginia, Michigan, and it spreads like the plague. We have to stop these things where it happens, and we can't give up the fight anywhere. And the Californians, the pro-gun Californians far outnumber the anti-gunners. But the problem is, when you're concentrated in these parts of the states that make these free laws like that, there's not much that we can do. I mean, anybody that brings Jerry Brown back should give you some kind of idea of what they're dealing with out there. And so, unfortunately, they're doomed to that kind of existence until the courts force them to comply with really what the Constitution says they should. And there's Dr. Saba and people out there. I know a lot of people from the NRA, Joel Feinstein and stuff out there. They're fighting the good fight, but they just fall down because there's nowhere for them to walk. There's nowhere for them to put their next foot. So we can't abandon them in California because they are fighting. It's not because they're not fighting. They are.
Well, yeah, there's 9 million gun owners out there, and there's Cal Guns, Gun Owners of California. There's a lot of gun organizations out there, and they've got a bunch of people that own guns there, and they've been selling a lot of guns. They've had there's only two states that have had more recent background checks than they have. The trends for them is starting to turn as far as people buying guns. I don't know how that's going to play. They can pass all the laws they want, and most of the people, everybody there operates within their laws, and they still get guns. It didn't make Elliot Rodgers any less dangerous.
I get phone calls all the time from people in California, and we talk for a long time looking for advice and consultants, and some people, get arrested for legally carrying a firearm. With a concealed carry permit. I had a doctor that, we spoke. I met him at last year's SHOT Show, and the conversation is still going on. He's still fighting this. He's fighting this because he was improperly arrested, improperly charged with doing what he had a legal right to do. But, it happens to meet a police officer that at best was confused, and a prosecutor at best who just has in for the gun owner. And so, unfortunately, they have to fight that fight all the time, too. But, you almost can't explain some of the things they're doing. And the definition of, if you look up their definition of assault rifle, it's crazy. It's just crazy, the thing, what's legal and what's not legal. And it's getting worse and worse every time they pass a law.
Yeah.
There's so many cases jammed up in the court system coming from California. I doubt they'll ever be heard. And unfortunately, a lot of them are discretionary appeals, and they'll never be heard with the current court out there.
Do you think this is because, one of the things I trumpeted, and I didn't see too many other people doing this, but I'm sure people did, San Bernardino shooters had California-compliant AR-15s, which by their terminology, the mere fact that they existed and they were able to buy them in California and it was compliant with their rules means they weren't assault weapons, as they call them, because it had all the features that they said that a non-assault weapon would have, and yet somehow or other they got them. And, the problem for them with the platform is that it is like a set of Legos. It is very modular. Now, you were talking about the Mini 14. Have you ever seen the Ares rifle? You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
I I'm thinking about getting one of those myself just to have it.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. But you know what? You're right. You think about San Bernardino, you know, all the restrictions. It just goes to show you that, you know, I hate to say this out loud because somebody may be listening from the other side. But my God, it's not the gun. It's not the design of the firearm. It's the fact that someone has the ability to do harm in any way. So there's really, you know, short of filling the barrels up with lead so that they're not, so that they can't function, that's the only way you can stop the evil of somebody with a trigger finger.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big difference between me and a bad guy is that they have the intent to commit a crime.
Exactly. It's all,
and there's no way to legislate that.
Mind.
Yeah, there's no way to legislate that. And, I mean, they can try to go after the tools all they want, but, I mean, in the latest go-round, one thing I don't understand why they don't try to attack is suicide, as an example, because, you know, 20-some-odd thousand people commit suicide with a gun, but just about as many people commit suicide without a gun.
Well, and I may have said these facts before in the past. I wrote an editorial because they always lump suicide then with gun violence because the numbers with gun violence don't meet their criteria. So they were lumping in suicides to give them a bigger number to show that more people were killed with guns. Well, suicides for the past 3 or 4 years by firearms have been down every year 5%. But suicide by other means is up by 27%.
That's right.
They don't know what to do with those numbers.
No, they don't. Coming up on the next break, we're talking to Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. As usual, it is the world according to Second Call Defense, and I enjoy when I get to go to that part of the land. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They're streamlined. You have fewer choices. Makes it easier to make the right choice. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by secondcalldefense.org.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Where if you use any sort of version of my name or the reference to the radio show or Bald Radio Guy, we'll get it for you. You get the first month free. Joining me again is the CEO of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. When you decided to streamline, because when I joined, you had six levels of membership.
Right.
And you've taken that down to half.
We looked at there's a lot of people, a lot of confusion. People, there's different levels. They just didn't know what decision to make. And so what we did is after we had been in existence for 3 years, we decided let's take the top of what everybody purchased and let's just cut it down to those. And the people that had the old levels keep the old levels until they decide not to have it anymore. So they're kind of grandfathered in. And it was an easy choice because the ones that existed, the Ultimate and the Defender by and far were always fighting it out for number one and two every month.
Right.
The one in the middle, nobody bought that. And so that was the easy decision to make. And then the Ultimate Plus came about because people wanted that extra $50,000 of criminal protection for no other reason but that. And we got so many phone calls for people that wanted that that I just contacted the underwriters. And it takes about 6 or 7 months for those guys to all do their jobs. And that, you know, that's what we were able to come up with for that plan. And the pricing, we were able to keep that very competitive considering what you're getting for the small bump in price. But that was the biggest problem, was that people just couldn't make the choice. After I kind of made it easier for them to say, look, the people that chose these plans, which ones were they choosing and why? And so I made some phone calls to people that had those plans and asked them one to make sure that it did the right thing for everybody that had something called offense. And, you know, more and more and more, and I don't know what it is, but I've been getting phone calls from a lot of police officers that I know, and then by a lot of agencies that have been signing up. We have a deal pending with an entire state for all of the Fraternal Order of Polices to use Second Call Defense, and the only thing we're doing is we're cleaning up contract language, and then I'll let you know who it is. But that, you know, that's the entire state, and all the FOPs, all the retired police officers, they're going to have, they understand. That, you know, the police officers have to do their job. They also understand that, you know, you need your own defense. You need your own money and your own resources to mount your own defense. I mean, it gets expensive when you're starting to, talk about, expert witnesses. But by and far, the biggest advantage that we have over everybody else and what people love the most about second call defense is, number one, it gets you an attorney wherever you are. And number two, with a phone call, they're not alone. And I hear that over and over again. I don't feel like I'm alone when you're on the phone with an attorney. As the police arrive, you have a conversation with the police and the client. When you're asking questions, when they're calming them down, it has a huge effect on people, and it helps them to make the right decisions. And more, the police officers aren't surprised. In the beginning, it was a little difficult because they hadn't quite heard of us, but now everybody hears of us. I've been speaking all over the country. I'm on radio shows all the time, and not as good as this one, by the way. And people are seeing news spreads of who we are and what we are, and we're getting busier and busier, and we're having more people involved, and it gives everybody more opportunities because we're the good guy with a gun. And unfortunately, for too long, we just stood there and took it. Well, not anymore. We're not going to take it. And plus, the whole country is not taking anymore. With concealed carry in all 50 states, with statistically speaking, we're the good guys with the guns. We prevent crime. I mean, we should be being thanked every day if you carry a gun, because when violent crime is down in America by 25% everywhere, it's no small part into us, and because we take the time, we get the permits, and we train to protect each other. Nobody was ever meaning for a certain group of individuals, like the police department, to be responsible for everybody's safety. That's why we have the God-given right, the inalienable right to protect ourselves. I heard you talking about that, in the prior session to the show, but you have to realize, the government didn't give us that right. That's the right we have. That's the right we're born with.
Right.
That's the right that, for no reason should be taken away. And we have to remember that those rights, when we start messing with the Constitution, it's not a living, breathing document. Damn it, it means what it says, and it says pretty plainly what our rights are. And when the progressives get in there and try to make it sound like what they think it should sound like, that's when we have the problems, and we can never stop fighting for that. And that's why I so readily go to other states and defend them, because, like I said, what's happened in Connecticut could be happening in Ohio, and what's happened in Virginia can happen in Ohio, and you got to fight the fight wherever it happens. All of us have to do that, and I think I've preached over and over again, all it takes is for us to get ourselves off the couch and our friends off the couch, and let's vote.
The thing that I like about second call defense, and I'm never going to stop beating on this drum, is a lot of the other plans that are out there are all contingent on you being exonerated in court before they begin to pay.
Exactly.
Whereas with yours, as soon as I've made the phone call, the expert team at second call defense are pulling out multiple checkbooks to scrub out checks for an attorney retainer. If I need to have the vestibule of my house mopped up and the carpet cleaned, get a check for that. I get compensation while I'm in court. That happens on day one.
That was the thing. If it couldn't happen on day one, I wouldn't be wasting my time doing this, because it wouldn't do anything for me if I'm the defendant. And that's what all it came about, is finally asked myself, wait a minute, who am I going to call? And when you do this for a living and you passionately believe in somebody's rights, and somebody's, inalienable rights, especially for self-defense, and you see them trashed day after day after day purely because they don't have the means, they don't have the $5,000, they can't get an attorney. If they get an attorney, they can't afford an expert witness. I was sick and tired of that happening, because I knew in my heart that these people were innocent, but they weren't given the opportunity to prove it.
Right.
And so it had to be done day one, dollar one up front. And I had to take on the insurance reality that insurance companies, again, it's against the law for them to pay money up front for somebody who's a defendant in the criminal proceeding, so it all has to be reimbursed. Well, that's why I created the foundation. We funded the foundation. We took extra time to make sure everything was legal, so that as soon as you pull that trigger, you need bond money, you're bonded out of jail. You need a retainer, it's done. You need ongoing legal assistance, it's done. You need psychological counseling, it's done. All these things, money to pay your mortgage lawyer in court, it's done. Because we're the good guy with the gun, and it's time that someone stepped up. And this was the right thing to do, Bill. And I talk about this all the time. Number one priority is this is just the right thing to do, because we deserve that as American citizens. And that's where it all started.
Yep. Next week when you come on, I want to talk about the plan I'm on, which is the Defender plan, which is the one I recommend for everybody if you're out there and you can't decide which one you want to get. Get the Defender because it's everything, but it's in the middle. And you get the advantage of all of the services there. And I've been sort of calculating about this. I mean, they have cash for bond. They have $5,000 cash for bond in my plan. But that would cover a $50,000 bond. If you're actually in a shooting for self-defense and you actually had to have a bond, it's probably not going to be that much because, well, most people that own guns and carry guns don't have criminal records. You're not considered considered to be some desperado. But
and it's pretty clear what happened, or at least there's no question. You know what we got to do for next week is let's start out with a case. Let's just make something up. You're at an ATM, wherever you're at, you're forced to pull the trigger, and then we'll take it from the police arriving. First, your 911 call. And then your second call to us, and then the police coming up and asking questions and how things are going to go, and then you're arrested and how the bond is going to be arranged and how easy that is, how your emergency contacts are going to be called, your wife, your sons, your daughters, everybody's going to know what's going on so you don't get lost in the shuffle, and then your retainer fee, the attorneys, the list of attorneys you're going to get, and on and on and on, and that will be a good show so everybody can understand
We're going to do that. I'm already working the scenario out in my head. I'm already working that scenario out in my head. This is going to be a good one. I like that. I like that idea. This is why I talk to you, because you give me good ideas. Then I get to claim them and look like the best radio show of its type out there.
And you are.
And there you go. We will talk to you. Thank you for joining me this evening. We got our homework for this weekend coming up.
Be safe and be
Second
free.
Call Defense. There you go. SecondCallDefense.org. Coming up next, Nick Nopal, Rock Castle. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.